In 6 months, we've gained 25,000 new followers, 10 million views across our channel. Great opportunity for us to get people building their brand, blow up their YouTube, blow up their social, blow up their podcast game. This podcast is going to be all about leveling up you, your business, and your network. Welcome back to the first episode of the Trade Mastermind Trade Secrets Podcast 2024. I am your host, Joseph Valente, and founder of Trade Mastermind, and I can't wait to bring you some incredible guests, some great content, some education, some entertainment, some business, and some fun. This podcast is going to be all about leveling up you, your business, and your network. And hopefully, you're going to get the opportunity to come and join me up here and share your story as time goes on. Now, we've been waiting to get back into the Trade Mastermind content podcast game for some time, and the new investment we've put into the Trade Mastermind podcast studio, the Trade Pod studio, is huge. £50,000 has gone into this setup, and we're looking to create some high quality stuff. So today's session is an important one, and one that I think is very relevant actually for what's happening right now as I speak, and that is Trade Mastermind bringing back its long form podcast and YouTube game. Because if you're not making content, no one knows who you are. And in the construction sector right now, trades business owners, one-man bands, are building incredible brands by using their phones, by starting podcasts, and by setting up YouTube shows, getting hundreds, if not millions of views. Let's take those bald builders, for example. They've been able to blow up their personal brand by making content for other tradespeople. And what they do is fun, entertaining, and clearly is getting a lot of eyeballs. Imagine the sponsorship opportunities, the paid partnerships, their own radio shows. You could have that too. And the way that you do that is by building your personal and business brand. I've spent years building my brand, and I went the unconventional route. I said, right, how can I get 10 million people watching me a week? And I went on to The Apprentice to get those eyeballs. And that was back in 2015. And 10 million views was serious on TV. But now the game's changed. We're in 2024. And you can make a TikTok video tomorrow that could get 10 million views. So the opportunity for attention is like we've never seen it before. And in construction, there aren't that many creators. So you becoming a creator means that you are going to get maximum eyeballs, maximum attention on what you're doing and your personal brand. And marketing, in my opinion, is split down into two variations. There's lead generation, which is about driving sales. We're looking for revenue, looking for turnover. And brand building is about building a unique identity, being known for something, okay? And brand building is what people say about you when you're not in the room. But if you want to build long-term equity, not just creating in month, in week, in day turnover, then you've got to spend time over here. Now, it's great to do lead gen, and for most businesses, I recommend you never take your foot off the gas when it comes to lead generation. But you've got to also invest in your brand or you'll forever be doing lead gen. And many of you will know Charlie Mullins, founder of Pimlico Plumbers. He recently sold his business for $150 million. And did they buy Pimlico because it was the greatest plumbing company in the UK? Absolutely not. They did it because it was probably the best brand in plumbing in the UK. And that brand is established and recognized and known. And so they took that and they said, how do we scale this nationally? Well, we've got the brand to do it, so let's build out the operations and so on. Now, the opportunities for building your personal brand are incredible. And one of the things that we're working on right now, and it's not yet live, so keep this to yourself, okay, is an agency called TradePod, where we're going to help trade and construction business owners to build their personal brands by getting them to do podcasts and YouTube shows. And you're going to get to sit in my seat, use our equipment, our studio, our team of trained experts to do exactly what we're doing. And that's why I thought this episode was really relevant, because this is the starting episode of our podcast journey for TM again. We put lots of content out across different channels and so on, but Trade Mastermind is kickstarting on its podcast opportunity. So following what we're doing, watching what's happening in real life, is a great way for you to get excited about doing your journey too. And I wanted to bring up some statistics around podcasting and brand building and why you should take this seriously. Because what I've seen from doing content, I mean, I've built businesses that do millions of pounds off the back of podcasts, live streams, YouTube shows, and short form. And using those assets, getting good at talking on camera, on video, is the best investment that you will ever make. Because not only will a podcast build your brand, it will also generate you lots and lots of leads, because people get to spend time with you. And in actual fact, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And how do you build know, like, and trust? Well, it's time. You're not going to do it in 5 seconds, but if you listen to me for an hour and you listen to me each week, every week, you're going to get to know me and we're going to get to build a relationship. So you're going to get lots of lead generation. One point I always hear is, Joseph, how do I make social media content? What do I post? And the answer is, do a long form YouTube show and then chop it up into short form. It's called repurposing of content. And it's the most effective, most efficient way of maximizing your money and time. And so you take the long form, you chop it up, and you post it on the short form channels, the TikToks, the Instagram Reels, the YouTube Shorts. That's the game. That's the investment. That's the buzz. And then finally, a podcast can monetize in many ways. It can build leads for your business. It can create great partnerships in the market where, you know, a manufacturer might sponsor your podcast and give you 10 grand a month. They might give you £1 million a year if you build a big enough audience. Look at Joe Rogan. He got paid by Spotify $200 million to be on Spotify's license for a couple of years. $200 mil just to sit there and talk and have fun. Wow. What a way to do business. 70% of business owners listen to podcasts to get their education, content, and knowledge. Incredible. 89% of podcasts are marketing powerhouses. Why? Because the audiences are so engaged. In actual fact, people are listening to podcasts for the whole length of it. So that means that you're getting ears and eyes on what you're trying to put across. And 32% of adults listen to podcasts monthly. Now, I'm guessing that most of your market are adults, okay? So they're going to be the ones buying from you. Now, if you made a podcast about energy efficiency, saving money on your electrical bills, the best way to pick a tradesperson, how to get the right builder, you know, these are going to be interesting topics for Mrs. Smith who's scared of getting a cowboy builder. And if you are the expert, the go-to guy, you're going to win these jobs hand over fist, time and time and time again. Now look, I recommend for each and every one of you that you try and get into a position where you can do a 60-minute show once a month. And that's going to make you more content than you can imagine. You've got long form on YouTube. You've got the audio going on to Apple, Spotify, and all of the main channels. And then you get the beauty, the gold, is the repurposed content to drive more eyeballs, more attention, more leads, more sales to your social media platform. And it takes care of the content creation. It really does. Rather than you posting boring graphics or random posts that some agencies told you to do, people want to see video now. They don't care about anything else. They care about video. And so this is the best opportunity for you, in my opinion, right now, to grow your personal and business brand. Now, you can get so much out of the content, and here's just some ideas of how you can break it down. We believe a 60-minute podcast session could get you 20 blog posts. It can be transcribed and written up and posted on these blog platforms, and that's great SEO. We think you can get 4 15-minute short long-form YouTube shows plus one long-form YouTube show. And when we break it down into shorts, we believe you can get anywhere between 30 and 50 shorts out of these pieces of content to be repurposed alongside 20-plus emails, 15 LinkedIn posts, and 4 times 15-minute audio podcast. Because just to be clear, when I talk podcast, I'm talking YouTube show and podcast. And that podcast is audio and YouTube is visual. But you can shoot the thing in video and you just repurpose the audio. So it's a very, very exciting opportunity right now, and one that I'm very excited about. Now, we run a show alongside what we're doing with these podcasts called Unfinished Business. And Unfinished Business has grown exponentially. Incredible. My team that have helped me put it together are the pros, okay? The pros. They know the game inside out. And off the back of Unfinished Business, in 6 months, we've gained 25,000 new followers. We've had nearly 10 million views across our channel. We've done almost 1 million in revenue off the, and that's what we can count and quantify, because we're not doing it first and foremost to make money. We're doing Unfinished Business to build brand. We've done nearly 1 million in revenue, and that's quantified. Imagine what we've done unquantified. It's incredible stuff. And so the reason for the launch of this new business that I don't want you to tell anybody about just now, TradePod, is because me and my head of creative, Izzy, got together and we said, listen, we can't just keep this to ourselves. Let's do something. Because Izzy's passionate about this stuff and so am I. And it's a great opportunity for us to get people building their brand. I mean, imagine how incredible it's going to be when people join TradePod and they blow up their YouTube and blow up their social and blow up their podcast game. And we're going to be responsible for helping you do that. That's a cool thing to know. And it's very, very exciting. TradePod is going to blow up. And we want you to blow up. And the way that you're going to do that is by creating content. Don't hide behind your business's brand. Don't hide behind third-party lead gen. Start getting out there and getting seen, yeah? Get eyeballs on what you're doing. Tell the world what you're up to. And things are really going to change for you. Things are going to blow up. They really, really will. So guys, listen, hopefully that's been an interesting first podcast back. Personal brand, business brand, okay? Branding is about building long-term equity, having a unique identity, creating lots of opportunity. And lead generation is about driving consistent sales quickly. And you need two happening at the same time. And you want to invest in both. And one of the best ways to do it right now is to do what I'm doing right now. And that is talking to you on either an audio platform or on YouTube on a long-term platform. That's one of our trade secrets. And this new show is going to be happening every single week. So I'll look forward to see you on next week's episode. Thanks for listening. And by the way, over the next weeks and months, I'm going to be joined by incredible guests, and we're going to share all of our knowledge and expertise with you. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening to the Trade Mastermind Trade Secrets podcast. If you want to find out how Trade Mastermind can help you further, head to our website, trademastermind.co.uk. And don't forget to like and subscribe.